The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe. Good morning, Otto.
Morning, John.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's the main thing. We'll chat as the morning goes on, but so long as we're doing good. This morning we have with us Barbara Fellman, and Barbara Fellman is the founder of A New Start. And Barbara's claim to fame, and really is wonderful, because we've had Barbara on the show before, and I know people have reached out to Barbara, but Barbara is an anti-clutter queen, if that's the proper way to describe you. And when you listen to Barbara talk, it's so true. I mean, stuff that we have to trip over, go over to find the thing we want, and then we put all the junk back where it was until next year when we got to trip over again. Anyway, good morning, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Good morning, John. You're making it easy for me. Hello, everybody. It's always a pleasure. It's so great to see you. And Christina, thank you for helping me with my technical difficulties this morning. Oh, my God. So, hi, everybody. As John said, I'm Barbara Feldman. Hi, Otto. Hi, Christina. Morning. Hi, John. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. It's so nice to be here. We're going to talk about downsizing and right-sizing and decluttering. But one of the things I'm going to start out with, like John said, you trip over things. I want to tell you right now, get a pen and paper. I want to tell you what you could purge today. Let's start there. So that you could feel good after this session and say, okay, I did something happened. So number one, throw away promotional water bottles. Does anybody have any of those in their house? You know, are you saving any of these things that people give out, the water bottles or containers like that for any extra mugs would be number two.
I'm jumping in, Barbara. When you throw these things away, most of them are plastic. Make sure you recycle them.
100%. Yes. Thank you very much for that, Sean. Yes.
A thought on the mugs, all right? We looked at our mugs based on a list that you sent out. And one of the issues that comes up with mugs is you get gifts of mugs with pictures of grandchildren and other people. So you wind up with a lot of mugs. And right. They're difficult to throw out.
Right. So you really have to, I'm going to get to like downsizing, but what you do, you put like with like. So put all your mugs together. So say you have 20 mugs in the cabinet, put them all together, take out the ones that are chipped, take out the ones of the pictures of people you don't talk to anymore. Some of them are really worn out or coffee stained. You know, and that's how you kind of cut down on what you have. But if you put like with like on anything, you see the amount that you have, and then you're kind of like horrified. Oh my God, I have 100 mugs and I only drink coffee twice a day. You know, something like that.
You know, you just said something though. If you line up these 20 mugs, you could actually take a picture of them and throw them all out.
Absolutely. Yeah. So That's number two is the mugs. Number three is mismatched food containers. How many people have, I go through my Tupperware. Christina, you do, right? Mismatched. And then I already talked about chipped cups and dishes. And, you know, sometimes people hold on to them because you said, oh, so-and-so gave that to me, or it was a special day in my life. But then when you put them together, like you said, with all those other 20, and you say all that I have, what do I need all these for? Does anyone have small appliances that you haven't used in 2 years that are just sitting on the counter there or sitting in a cabinet? You know, I know I went through personally this thing where I was spiralizing and I bought like all these different kinds. I bought an automatic spiralizer and then I just used the handheld one. So I got rid of, I repurposed and gave away what I had acquired. So that's small appliances. Number six, a big thing, spices. I try to go through my spices regularly and many people keep expired spices and don't even pay attention. And then I don't know what it does physically. If you use bad spices, I can't imagine that's good for you, but I do know that they don't have flavor anymore. So that wouldn't be good. Condiment packages, number seven. Does anybody have ketchups? And we're getting now takeout, so many times they include Chinese food, soy sauce, mustard packets, any ketchups, any of those things. Does anybody have those in a drawer with the napkins and spoons? Somebody? Then we have expired vitamins and medication. That's something that you really need to go through on a regular basis. You could do this today. Number nine, mail. Is anybody out there holding on to their mail and not going through it on a regular basis? I am an organizer. We are move managers. And I hate to tell you how many people just like the mail just piles up and then it becomes overwhelming. So if you just do these things day by day, it's not a big deal. Number 10.
I'm going to interrupt for one second, Barbara. And that's before when you were talking about spices, I do believe that it's not going to hurt you, but there is no reason to have expired spices. And we don't give plugs for stores or anything like this.
No.
Twice a year, I go to shop and they have such a selection of spices that are inexpensive and buy literally one of everything, the garlic salt, the onion salt, the parsley, the this, the that, and the other thing, and throw the other ones away because it
good
doesn't serve. I don't know what it does, you know, in taste wise. But I don't think it makes any sense to keep that stuff floating around. That's all.
I have a thought on mail too, by the way.
I'm like a
fanatic when it comes to the mail. 95% of the mail at the least is of no use. You get cruise ship books, you get all kinds of promotional mail and whatever. And what I literally do is, without even opening the envelope most of the time, tear it in half and throw it in the recycling paper file. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking how much mail you get in a week. If you get two or three pieces of mail that are really worth something, it's amazing. The rest of it is garbage.
I agree with you, really. And so then I'm going to skip over and then go to newspapers, because while we're on the topic of mail, newspapers pile up too. I personally like reading the newspaper, so I get the Times every week. But every week when I get the new paper, I go through the week before the paper that I didn't finish. And I start on the new one. So it's really important that you keep up on the mail, newspapers, anything like that coming in. So I kind of skipped over, but now I want to go back to makeup and lotions that we all buy. Maybe not you guys. I don't know.
I'm just going to say, Otto, when was the last time you bought some lotion, Otto?
I need some, actually. I managed, the sun did a lot of damage. I've often thought maybe I ought to just kind of cover it all up. You know?
Well, Christina, you might have lotions or makeup that are there that, you know, that you have to look at and go through.
Yeah,
you know,
we could donate it to Otto now.
There you go.
So I don't
care if it's old.
So something else that's always like, people have like a mending pile, you know, like they're going to get to, you know, you guys might have things that you got to fix, like a pile of stuff that you got to get to, that you got to fix. You know, we all have those. Get real I'm looking at here we are in a pandemic. We've been doing this like a year. And I, in the beginning, I said, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I've done some, and I'm an organizer, but it just gets ridiculous. You're just never going to get to it. I mean, really. So just get honest with yourself. Old keys. We have old keys around in drawers, and half the time we don't know where they even belong or go to. That's another thing you could throw out. User manuals. Those are online. Even like I just had a problem with my stove the other day, and I went to Google to find, you know, what to do. I didn't look for a manual. You really don't need all those old user manuals. You don't. You could throw those out. And business cards. Is anybody still collecting business cards?
Threw a lot out.
Yeah, throw them out. Throw them out. Throw them out. There's apps that you can right away capture them on your phone. You could take a picture of the business card, capture it on your phone, give the business card back to the person that gave it to you, or throw it out. Just no reason to keep them.
I'm going to jump in here with two things where I'm not disagreeing with you, but the manuals and the business cards, that's very personal because there's certain people that are not computer. My mother-in-law is not a computer person. If you throw away her manual, she's not going to talk to you ever again. And if you throw away your business card, I'm agreeing. As we get further and further along technologically, my partner at work here, Peter, he'll go to the Google to show him how to do something actually on the washing machine. But the person
has to
be able to balance that. If they don't want to do it that way, then they need, you know, so for this is a true story. My sister-in-law comes into my mother-in-law's house and starts throwing the stuff away. Well, my poor wife, who is the other sister, has to listen to it for the next month. I can't find this. She threw it away. You got to know what you're dealing with. That's the issue.
Absolutely.
So somebody, an adult child listening to this, Barbara's ideas are tremendous, but you have to be respectful of the person you're trying to deal with.
I'm talking to you, John, or you, Otto, or
yeah,
you.
I understand that.
Each one of us, but to do it for somebody else is always another story. You know, we work in people's houses, and I respect what people have. You know, it's their stuff, and if that's the way they operate and they need their manuals, then they have to keep their manuals. You know, and you're 100% right. You need to know your audience.
Barbara, I didn't need you to tell me I was 100% right. My wife tells me all the time. we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.